Let's all say amen.
Amen.
And the Lord has given us another opportunity to assemble, to worship him in spirit and in truth. For those that are not Christians, we want to encourage you that as we said earlier this afternoon, the time is now for us to obey the Lord and do what God has commanded for us to do. Amen?
Amen.
And so on this afternoon, we want to look at a subject, and I've tried to encourage the congregation is what I refer to as manuscript study, where a manuscript is simply a handwritten, in this case, a letter that Paul had written his second letter to Timothy. And so on this morning, if you was with us on this morning, we talked about a good servant of Jesus Christ. And so Apostle Paul was talking to Timothy about the fact that he was using the word soldier as a metaphor to show us that are Christians what we have to sometime endure. Amen? And so he was talking to him and telling him as a soldier to endure hardness as a good soldier in Jesus Christ. But then Paul, if you read, as I said, a manuscript study, you notice before he finished that letter, he talked about now you are a servant of the Lord. It's one thing to be a soldier, but now we also have to be a soldier, a servant, excuse me, of the Lord. And so we'll talk about from the text that we're given that was read in our hearing, look at some things to see what is God saying to us as servants of the Lord, how we ought to serve the Lord. And so if you'll get for me, Brother Oz, that text and then get my screen for me, we'll look at that and then the message will be yours on this evening, talking about being a servant of the Lord. What is Paul talking to us about as one that is a servant of the Lord? Okay, so Brother Oz, then verse 24, he says what?
And the servant of the Lord must not strive,
yeah,
but be gentle unto
mm-hmm.
all men,
yeah,
apt to teach, patient.
Read.
And meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves.
Uh-huh.
If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth.
And?
That they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will.
Thank you. And so that's our text on tonight, on this afternoon. Is looking at the fact that those of us that are Christians, we are servants of the Lord. And a servant, again, is a person held in the condition of having to obey another person. And so we are servants. We talked this morning about as soldiers, knowing that we have the responsibility to obey God. We have the responsibility to obey those that are leaders over us. And so that's the mindset of a servant. And so a servant is one that understands that I am to obey the commands or the instructions of another person. Amen? But then he also says in that context that not only are you a servant of the Lord, he said, a servant of the Lord, notice he said, must not. The servant of the Lord must not strive. And the word strive in the text means to struggle or to get into arguments. So you ought not see Christians arguing with one another. You ought not see husband and wife arguing with one another. That the Bible says that the servant of the Lord must not. This is not optional. This is not conditional. You ought not find me arguing with no one else. Yeah. When I am, I'm out of line. Because the Lord says we must not struggle. But notice this here. Notice. He said that the opposite of not one that's arguing about something. He said, but you ought to be gentle. Unto who?
Amen.
Yeah. We need to learn how to treat other people. And it's not so much how I treat you, but it's how it's not so much how you treat me, but how I treat you.
Amen.
Look at Romans, get your Bibles. Look at Romans 13. Romans 13, talking about being gentle to all men. Yeah, Paul, in his letter to the Romans, he talked about, in Romans 12, below, Romans 12, yeah. And you can pick up for me at verse number 17, Romans 12, 17.
Recompense to no man evil for evil.
Yeah.
provide things honest in the sight of all men.
Now, the Bible says, Paul said to those of us that are Christians, he said we not ought to pay back evil for evil. If someone does something wrong to me, I'm not to go back and do something wrong to them. I'm not going to get you back. Yeah. He says, but now our responsibility, he says, but provide things honest in the sight of all men. Then he says what?
If it be possible,
yeah,
as much as lied in you, live peaceably with all men.
What the Lord's saying to a Christian, it doesn't matter how my neighbor treats me, but the Lord says to me, as much as it be possible, the Lord said, live peaceably with all men. Christians ought to live in a manner that you are peaceable with all men. You're not to be the one, we're not to be the one that calls the strife, call the argument. He said, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, said the Lord. He said, therefore, if thy enemy hunger,
feed him.
If he thirst,
give him drink.
And do what?
For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head.
So again, the Lord says that a Christian, we ought to be gentle to all men. We ought to live peaceably with all men. He said, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirsty, give him a drink. We're supposed to treat people the way we want to be treated. And not necessarily how people treat us. Why? We were talking about that in Bible class today. Why? Because you are a Christian. You are a Christian. You are a servant of the Lord. And we ought to conduct ourselves as Paul told Timothy, as a servant. He says, going back to the text, he said that we are apt to teach. But he said also we are patient. We learn to tolerate other people. Amen. In this life we live, we have to learn how to put up with people. We have to learn how to be long-suffering with other people. He said, when it comes to meekness, he said, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God perhaps will give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth. When you're trying to teach somebody that haven't obeyed the Lord, Paul said, those people are opposing themselves. He said, but if God perhaps will give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth. Sometimes people won't acknowledge the truth. Yeah, but it's our responsibility as Christians, we are to teach them what the Word of God says. So Paul says, it's like training a child. You are instructing them, even those that oppose themselves. He said, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. And so what Paul was saying here in the text, what he talks about those that may recover themselves, we can have those in the Lord, even those outside the Lord, we can become intoxicated with sin. Yeah, sometimes we can be living and we can live in sin and it's almost like we're drunk. Yeah, we don't know what we're doing. And Paul says here that they might recover themselves, they might sober up. Sometimes we have to reach out to those, even in the Lord's body, that's not doing the will of God, those that are falling away, we got to reach out to them and try to recover them. Yeah, that's a responsibility. He said they are held captive by the devil. We talked about this morning that we have one, as a soldier of Christ, we only have one true enemy, and that's the devil. But the devil has allurement. The word snare means a trap. The devil sometimes work on our urges. Yeah. In the Lord, all of us have urges. All of us have things that will pull us from the Lord, things that we want to do, things that the devil knows is a temptation to us. Yeah, and so what Paul says in the text is that we have to understand one of the things about being a Christian is knowing where you are, knowing who you are, and knowing what your temptations are. Amen. You know, sometimes we can go through life and never understand what my triggers are. All of us have triggers in life. All of us have those things that will take us off course. All of us have those things. And understand this here, when the devil knows what your temptations are, he'll bring those things to you. Yeah, he'll bring them to you in order that you fail. Remember, the devil is the enemy of God. We talked about this morning, and his purpose simply is to trip us up. And he said also, Paul said, there are some that I have captive by his will. There are some of us that, you know, and I don't know about you, but sometimes it happened to me where sometimes the devil will get the best of me. And the devil not only get the best of me, the devil will take me. You know, sometimes it seems like the devil sometimes works better when you by yourself.
It's true.
Yeah. Now, sometimes you can be home and you by yourself and ain't nobody there to stop you. Yeah. And the devil go knocking on your door. And you answer the door. Yeah. And you say, who's there? He says, it's Satan. And he said, just come on in. Yeah. Yeah, he can come on in. But I'm saying to us, we have to learn what those temptations are. We have to learn that it's the word of God. Peter said, God has given us all things that pertain, 2 Peter 1:3, God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. God has given us everything we need. We talked about this morning. God has given us everything we need to live as a Christian. Most time, the reason we ain't living as a Christian is because we don't want to live like a Christian. Yeah, I'll say amen myself. Yeah, because I think we talked about this morning. Sometimes some of us are going to do what we... Yeah, but that's not a servant of the Lord. A servant of the Lord is one that I understand what my weaknesses are. I'm allowing the word of God. That's why it's so important. We talk here at Highland Heights. It's so important that we attend all services, not some services. I'm not good with the Lord when I only just come to AM worship. I'm not good with the Lord if I just come to PM worship. I'm not good with the Lord if I miss Bible class. I need all the teaching I can get. You know, and you will understand this. You will never graduate from the Lord. Yeah, there will always be a course you need to take. Yeah. And sometimes that course you need to take is lying, being truthful to yourself. Yeah. And so Paul said here that, again, this is the spirit of a servant. One, again, I'm not one that struggled and argued with other people, but my spirit is that of a gentle person. And then somebody, you know, have to ask somebody, you know, did I say that harsh or did I say that mean? Usually, if you have to ask yourself that question, then you were too harsh and you was too mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this is what the God is saying to us is one that we are just a servant of the Lord. Amen? Amen. And then bringing this to a halt won't keep us long. I know we've had a long day. I want to be respectful of that also, but I still want to share what God's word has said. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, remember, generally, any letter in the New Testament, you can find the gospel mentioned in there. When Paul talked to Timothy, wrote his letter, Timothy said, but it's now made manifest.
By the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Who?
Hath abolished death.
Yeah.
And had brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
So Paul said to Timothy, he said, understand this, that those that God has made known by the appearing of Jesus Christ and what Jesus did, Jesus abolished death and he brought life and immortality to light, he said, through the gospel. And we want to share always, never, I think someone was asking me today, say that, you know, one thing about Highland Heights, you're going to always hear the gospel. You are not a gospel preacher if you don't preach the gospel. You're not a gospel preacher if you don't share with a person who did. You never know who's in here. Sometimes you have members that's been coming for years and never obeyed the Lord. You know, but something may have touched their heart. Something about today may have touched that person's heart that they won't obey the Lord. And Paul told Timothy that the way you get eternal life, the way you receive immortality is through the gospel. So someone say, well, what is the gospel, brother? Oh, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, if you have it.
Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand.
So Paul talked about the gospel. He said, you have received this gospel. He said, I preached unto you. Read, by which also you are saved.
If ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed
so
in vain.
So the gospel has the ability, excuse me, brother, the gospel has the ability to save a person. He said, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless your belief was in vain. Read. Then he talks about the facts of the gospel.
For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
Read.
And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
So Paul said simply reminded those in Corinth what they had already done. He reminded them that the gospel is the first factor of the gospel is that Jesus Christ died for our sins. Christ died for your sins. He died for my sins. And he didn't just die. Sometimes when you say he died, go to Luke chapter 24 and show the difference between one person said how someone else said it. Notice how Jesus says it in Luke chapter 24 for those. And let me get there with you. Verses number 46, Luke 24, 46. Notice now Paul said that he died for our sins. But understand this here. Sometimes you can see an accident and you can talk about how bad it was. But if you was in the accident, it's a whole nother feeling. It's a whole nother feeling. Notice how Jesus said it in Luke 24 and verse number 46.
And said unto them, thus it is written,
yeah,
and thus it behoove Christ to suffer.
To do what?
Behoove Christ to suffer
and
to rise from the dead the third day.
That's what I remember now. Sometimes we just say he died for our sin. When Christ spoke about himself, Christ said, I suffered. Christ suffered on that cross for 6 hours for the sins that I did and the sins that you did. He said, I suffered. It was necessary for me to suffer. And he said then, and that repentance
and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
So Jesus told them, he said, now understand this, I suffered and I died and I rose from the dead the third day. Now you need to go out and tell people they need to repent of their sins and they need to be remission of sins is simply to be baptized. We talked about this morning, maybe someone sitting in here now. You need to understand what the gospel is. The gospel is the only way you're going to be saved. You can't be saved without hearing the gospel and out obeying the gospel. Because the Bible tells us in Romans 10:16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? The gospel is not something that we just hear. The gospel is not something that I respond. The gospel is something I must obey. I must do what God said. Well, Brother Stroud, how do I obey the gospel? That's a good question. The Bible said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? So right now, I want you to know, if you are not a member of the Church of Christ, if you are not a member of the Lord's Church, you are still in your sin, and I'm saying that in love. Amen, somebody. So how do I get rid of that? The Bible said, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer? Remember, Christ died for sin. We have to die to sin. We die to sin when we're buried in water and baptized for that. He said, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. You have to die with Christ. Your sins die in that water. You know by faith we get in the water, but we know by faith Christ's blood is in the water. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. So we know that Christ shed his blood, and not only did he shed his blood for my sin, but some of that blood he used, according to Acts 20:28, to purchase the church. There's only one church. You can't be saved outside of it. So, Brother Stroud, what are you saying? I'm saying to you, if you're here tonight, and you're not a Christian, that's the only thing you read about in the Bible. When you read about anything else, that's not a religion. When John talked about what he was, that was his occupation, not his religion. He was a baptizer. He was not a Baptist. Amen. But when it comes to Christianity, that's the only thing. Paul said to them that they were first called Christians in Antioch. Acts 11:26. So you become a Christian. How do I become a Christian, Brother Stroud? I've heard the gospel. I've heard what you said. I believe what you said. I need to, Jesus said, teach them now to repentance. You need to repent of your sin. The life you've been walking has been opposite of Christ. You need to now turn and face the Lord and now repent of your sin. You made the confession. I believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we talked about in Bible class this morning. You know, sometimes today it seemed like we baptizing half believers. But back then when Philip baptized, he said, if you believe with all of your heart. When a person don't believe all the way, that's why they won't stay. Yeah. But when I believe with all of my heart, I realize that the only place of salvation is the Church of Christ. I believe that. I'm obeying the Lord. I'm water baptized. I'm going to grow in the Lord and become a Christian as God will have me to be. Why? Because I'm a babe in Christ, according to 1 Peter 2:2. But the Bible says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. You are a new person in Christ when you obey the Lord. The Lord will add you to the church, according to Acts 2:47, and now you are a Christian in the Lord's body. And so again, we want to close with the fact that those of us that are Christians, you are servants of the Lord. Carry yourself as a Christian, not sometime, but all time. Whether you're at work, whether you're at home, and also when you're here, you carry yourself as a Christian. You do not strive or argue with someone else. Amen, somebody. And if you're here today and you're not a Christian, you're subject to the invitation and want to obey the Lord and become a Christian, we bid you to come. Together we stand and sing a verse of a hymn. Thank you very much.